It's burning through to my soul. On this day in 1977, Elvis Presley found dead. Age of 42 years old. It's his last hit. It still might be my favorite Elvis song. I love Burning Love. He had 31 films. Heartbreak Hotel is first number one. 154 total entries in the Hot 100 chart. Elvis Presley, quite the phenomenon for about 20 years or so. He died on this day in 1977. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show all across the great state of Michigan. Thanks for joining us. Talking now with the breaking news this morning from Right to Life of Michigan, a release out this morning. We're joined by Kristen Polo, who is spokesperson for Right to Life of Michigan. It concerns the petition drive for the abortion at any time amendment that could be on the ballot in November. Kristen, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So we have a proposed constitutional amendment. We know that the signatures have been submitted, that amendment would legalize abortion through all 9 months pregnancy. But you claim, the Right to Life Michigan says, there's some errors here that might make it unacceptable to the Board of Canvassers. What do we know here?
That's right. The breaking news this morning is that during an inspection of the signatures last week, our legal team found 43 serious mistakes in the language, which makes it likely that this won't be on the ballot at all.
And what are those problems? What did you find in the text of this amendment?
Well, it would be unprecedented for a proposal with this many errors to appear on the ballot. There are 43 missing spaces between words in the language of this constitutional amendment, creating words that are crazy long with no meaning in the English language. One of the words that's been created is 107 characters long. Another is 108 characters long. Yet another is 84 characters long. It is total incomprehensible gibberish. These are words that aren't defined in the English language. And, you know, amending our Constitution is a serious thing, right? And we should not be putting 43 mistakes into our state constitution forever.
Do we know yet, if approved, would this be the way the text also reads on the ballot for voters to consider? So if the amendment is printed on the ballot, would it have all these run-on words and incomprehensible words also listed on the ballot?
We believe it would. This amendment shouldn't be made a part of our Constitution in its current form, but there's no legal or constitutional process in Michigan for changing the text of the amendment at this late stage.
Now, some people might hear this and say, okay, it's a space, it's not a big deal. We still understand what they meant. This is a constitutional amendment, though, and so it carries a whole lot of weight and a whole lot of force of law. We would want to make sure this is, well, we actually don't want to see this particular one, but generally, you'd want to see an amendment to the Constitution done in a proper way that is going to be clear, not just for people today, but for people in the future.
That's right. I think this is a very serious ask, asking voters to put 43 mistakes into our state constitution permanently. This is a founding document, and making changes to this is serious business, and they're asking us to put gibberish into our state constitution, not to mention a whole slew of policies that are dangerous for women and children in our state. But whatever goes into the Constitution is there permanently. This is written in ink unless someone runs another ballot campaign to fix the mistakes. You know, this is why people typically proofread these things first, right?
Yeah. Kristen Polo with us from Right to Life of Michigan. This ostensibly would be the exact same language that would have been on the petitions as well. So you have, what, 750,000 people, 750,000 voters across the state who signed a petition that has an amendment language for an amendment that doesn't necessarily make sense.
That's right. We inspected all 515 sheets that were provided in the petition sample, and they all have these 43 mistakes, that weren't in the petition that was filed with the Board of Canvassers for approval. And, you know, it's shocking that more than 750,000 voters, including the governor and the state attorney general, signed a petition that they either didn't read or at the very least couldn't understand. But this riddled error-riddled mess cannot be put on the ballot. And so we will be filing with the Board of Canvassers to encourage them to do the right thing and to not approve this proposal.
And so what is the next action here? The Board of Canvassers have the petitions they're going to consider sometime, what, this month, I guess, whether or not it will be placed on the ballot in November. I mean, there's no sort of nothing we can do about it right now. It's up to the Board of Canvassers, but you, Right to Life Michigan, others can perhaps call on them and perhaps write to them and certainly make them aware of these issues.
That's right. So we will be filing our challenge with the Board of Canvassers, asking them to do the right thing and not allow this to go on the ballot. The correct number of typos for our state constitution is zero, not 43. This is very serious. And as a result, this language should not be approved.
And we got about a minute, but I just want to be clear on this. This is an amendment to our state constitution that would allow abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy. It's sort of the anything goes abortion amendment. And for some voters, it's going to be the first time that they see the language on the ballot. And if it is unclear or tough to understand what they're voting for, that does seem like something that would disqualify an amendment.
Yeah, and frankly, this was a very confusing amendment before we found 43 mistakes in it. The first line says that it creates an unlimited right to abortion, and then the second sentence seems to perhaps restrict it in a way. The reality is this amendment has been a confusing mess from the very start, and as we get closer to Election Day, it only gets worse. But there's a whole lot wrapped up into this thing that the vast majority of voters do not support, like repealing parental consent for minors seeking abortions, legalizing late-term abortions, repealing health and safety standards that protect women. It would even allow people who aren't doctors to perform abortions and then indemnifies anyone involved if something goes wrong.
We'll keep an eye on this. More from Right to Life Michigan at RTL.org. Find them on Facebook and Twitter as well. Kristen, thanks so much for joining us this morning on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, Adam from Patriot Foods, a Michigan company committed to bringing you U.S.-only grown and sourced produce. When you support the U.S. farmer, we give back to military families in need. Use promo code AMERICA and save 10% today. And get free shipping on all orders over $100. That's promo code AMERICA. Go to PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code AMERICA and shop today.
Can you go anywhere and find an endeavor in society where we've come to accept and tolerate an adult, and even kids, treating another adult the way we allow spectators, coaches, and players to treat a high school game official? Can you? No one has the right to abuse game officials. So before you blurt something out about that next close call, consider this. Without the officials, nobody wins. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.